There's lots of room.
It's time to get on or get off as we wrap the show up on the bandwagon.
Bandwagon. Let's go.
All right, Sean, this is why we can't have nice things. So Joe Burrow was going to buy one of those $3 million Batmobiles.
Yeah, I remember that.
But then his house got broken into in December, so he decided not to do it.
Damn.
So he had said on Hard Knocks last year that he was going to purchase the Batmobile for $3 million. But then...
That's supposed to be, like, the legit thing, too.
Oh, yeah. It's, like, not street-worthy. It's super charged and whatnot. But after hooligans broke into his $7.5 million home, he did a 180 and said, nah. Those who were connected to break-in, they did get arrested. But in the new season of Netflix quarterback series, Burrow, who's one of the highlighted quarterbacks, said, yeah, I didn't end up getting it because I just had other things I wanted to deal with at that point. He said how he lost a sense of privacy, kind of ruined everything for him. He said due to the burglary, news had spread that Sports Illustrated model Olivia Pontone had been at his residence, which revealed to the public their relationship, which they had not revealed yet.
Yeah.
He said, it made me very uncomfortable. My life is very public. That comes with the job, but certain parts of your life are yours, and your house is one of those. Burrow apparently even suggested to his former Bengals DC, Lou Anarumo, that the break-in gave him serious consideration to move in to a new place.
Hell, I would.
Several Chilean nationals were arrested in connection with the break-in to Burrow's house. An investigation by the FBI put athletes on notice, warning them of thieves across the nation targeting athletes by monitoring their social media and breaking into their homes when they're not home. If you can afford a $3 million Batmobile, you can afford better security. Are you on or off the bandwagon?
On the bandwagon. Absolutely. That's probably why he decided not to splurge for the Batmobile, though, is like he's going to soup up the security system. Like Home Alone style. If somebody thinks they're just going to waltz into the front door, when they grab that door handle, it's going to like burn you or shock you. Or a flamethrower's gonna, you know, like come smoking down out of the ceiling, you know, on the front porch or something like that. I know I would have like some stuff like that if I was a big baller and I felt like I needed a gigantic house, you know, for that stuff. But I kind of wish he would just still splurge for it, or at least somebody, like somebody needs to buy this thing. I want to see it in action. It's not just supposed to be fast and supercharged and badass. It's supposed to have, like, the smoke that comes out of the back, like, you know, like the machine guns that come off on the side.
Dude, I want to see the machine guns come out.
But, you know, obviously, like, I would do that, but I would have, like paintballs or something. or maybe, like, some souped-up, like, Nerf bullets, you know, come out of the side. Like, you just pack them full of Nerf bullets and get that thing going. I would have way too much fun with it, but I'm on the bandwagon, ultimately.
Yeah, I mean... First off, still buy it, Joe. I mean, go for it. I mean, get the security.
YOLO.
Yeah, and then buy the Batmobile. Because guess what? You can use the machine guns in that Batmobile to make sure you feel safe at home.
Remote control.
Have the security system that if somebody touches it, they get tased.
Yeah. So, I mean.
Yeah, man.
Joe Burrow, just buy it, big dog. You'll be all right.
At like 50,000 volts.
I would have like a trap door on the front porch. You know, somebody tries to. Think they're going to get in, just press a button and they could just go down a chute like into sewage, into the old crapper,
into a pool with sharks with freaking laser beams attached to their heads.
Nobody would ever know what happened to you.
Yeah, Joe, you can afford better security. If you're worried about the house, sell it, move to a better house, get better security, and get the Batmobile, because you know, you can't be, you know, you can't do the whole I'm Joe Cool thing if you're not cool enough to get a Batmobile.
He should buy Babe Ruth's apartment. right out of underneath Livy Dunn.
And then rent it to Livy Dunn.
Yes!
You awesome. See, I'm about that.
Yeah. That would be cool.
So full bandwagon. Number two, my future ex-wife is really setting us up for success. Scarlett Johansson became Hollywood's highest grossing lead actor thanks to Jurassic World Rebirth.
Really?
Her lead projects have now grossed $14.8 billion, making her the highest grossing lead performer or lead ensemble performer in any movie, passing.
Hold on, what does that mean? Like, the movies that she worked on have grossed $14.1 billion.
Where she has been a lead character.
Okay.
So she is now past Robert Downey Jr. and Samuel L. Jackson.
Wow, Samuel L. Jackson's up there?
Oh, yeah. So, you know, she had...
Leonardo DiCaprio, Matt Damon, Jack Nicholson.
You're going to ruin the whole thing, so just stop right
okay.
here.
He said, shut up.
Okay.
You know, she did the whole Black Widow movie, did all the Marvel Avenger movies, which obviously padded that stat line quite a bit. In fact, padded it to the tune of like $8.7 billion. She takes over for Chris Pratt as the lead in the Jurassic franchise, where 6 days in theaters, the film has already hit $318 million. So
3.18 6 days
in its first week.
Oh my God!
340
of those are mine.
$1 million. she has now grossed her career box office is now 14.8 billion. 8.7 billion comes from the four Avenger films and Captain America: Civil War, where she was Black Widow. She was also in Iron Man 2. She did both of the Sing films, the animated films. She passed Robert Downey Jr., who was at 14.2, Samuel L. Jackson, who was at 14.6, and Chris Pratt, who previously did Jurassic World and was Star-Lord, which you haven't watched because you didn't watch any Marvel MCU movies.
I haven't watched any of this crap at all.
Don't worry, you don't have to. They're not worth it.
I didn't think so. I know good movies when I see them.
So, now whether or not Robert Downey Jr. can take over when he becomes Dr. Doom in the next movie.
He's going to play Robert Brazil.
So, Scarlett Johansson, her movies have grossed the most dinero. And in reality, you thought it was going to be like Denzel or Tom Hanks.
Clearly. Yes, I'm on the bandwagon. Yeah, and why? Why not those guys? What the hell? I don't know any of this crap that she's made. I know what she looks like. I know I've seen her in a movie or two before, but I mean, that's just ridiculous. So I wonder how much that means like she's worth. If the movies that she has just been like the lead dog in have grossed almost $15 billion, how much is she worth? She got to be worth at least $1 billion, right?
Or close to it.
Yeah. Who would you have guessed, Chris?
I don't know. Probably one of the two guys. So yeah, I guess I'm on. But I'm not surprised. I mean, look at her. Gorgeous. Ugh. I mean, movie was good. I felt like it was missing something. It was definitely missing something. It was a good movie overall. She looked good. But yeah, I mean, I'm a little surprised on her being the number one. But can't blame him.
Are you going to see Jurassic?
I already saw it.
He just said $40 of that was his.
Yeah, $40 of those were mine.
Oh.
Yeah.
I was thinking you meant something else.
No, it's
$40.
So, Scarlett Johansson, Jurassic World Rebirth.
You take six people with you?
No, just me and my girlfriend and snacks.
Oh,
some new movie called The Phoenician Scheme. She was in both Sings, Transformers 1.
Nope.
Fly Me to the Moon.
Nope.
My Mother's Wedding.
Nope.
Asteroid City.
Nope.
Sing 2.
Nope.
Black Widow.
Nope.
Jojo Rabbit.
Nope.
Marriage Story.
Nope.
Avengers Endgame.
No.
Captain Marvel.
No.
Avengers Infinity War.
No.
Heck no.
Isle of Dogs.
No.
Ghost in the Shell.
You're making things up. No.
Sing.
No.
Captain America Civil
War. How many sings? Sings?
I guess there's going to be a third one now. The Jungle Book.
No.
Avengers Age of Ultron.
No.
Lucy.
No.
Captain America Winter Soldier.
No.
Chef.
No.
Her.
No. What the hell have I seen?
We Bought a Zoo.
No.
He's Just Not That Into You.
No.
I've seen that one.
Robot Chicken.
No.
You've never seen Robot Chicken?
No.
The Prestige.
No.
Oh, come on. Lost in Translation.
No.
Eight-Legged Freaks.
No.
The Horse Whisperer.
No.
Home Alone 3.
Yes.
Okay.
She was in that?
Just Molly Pruitt.
Wow.
Which obviously I don't think that qualifies as a lead role.
I don't know who this woman is, apparently. I don't know where I've seen her. I just know she's hot. Some award show, maybe, I guess.
I will tell you that I would have thought it would be Denzel or Tom Hanks or Robert Downey Jr. because of Marvel, all the Marvel movies and whatnot.
Who did I, like Matt Damon, Leonardo DiCaprio. He did Titanic, for Christ's sake. Like,
I heard that made a lot of money.
I mean, yeah.
Or Steve Carell. Do you know how much money the Despicable Me and Minions things have made?
Mm.
They make billions.
Tom Cruise? Tom Cruise!
He's also apparently made a lot of money.
Wild. This damn woman. People are... This is like NBA money to these freakazoids that want to watch this crap out there.
And on
Whatever.
That note, it's time to go.
Yeah. All right. Chris, thank you. PC, you are a legend. I'm Sean Bajani. Have a great night, everybody.
H-Town!
Okay, are we straight, John?
Yeah, are y'all saying A-S-K or A-S-S?
A-S-S.
We're definitely not putting the K on it, John.
All right, I got it.
The Kansas City Chiefs.
S! Okay, number one, not S.
Thanks, Mr. Chris.